Chapter 1. An Orderly Account. Luke chapter 1 verses 1 through 4. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught. Luke is mentioned in several places in the New Testament, not the least of which is in his own book of Acts, where he served as a companion to the Apostle Paul in his missionary journeys. Luke was not only a doctor, but also a missionary, a medical missionary who was a close companion and friend of the Apostle to the Gentiles, Saul of Tarsus. Luke was born and raised in Antioch, was of Gentile descent, and died in his 80s in a peaceful manner, unlike most of the other writers of the biblical narratives and epistles. When I was last in Rome, we made a special visit to the Mamertine prison, where the Apostle Paul endured his second and final Roman imprisonment before his execution under that emperor Nero, whose nickname was the Beast. The holding cell was situated across the street from the Roman Forum. It was not a large prison, but simply a large cistern that had been cut out of the rock and originally had been used to keep a supply of water for the Romans. But, as history would have it, it was emptied of water and turned into a cell for those who were about to be executed. It was a moving experience to go down the stairs into that cistern, that dank, dark, cold, wet place where the great apostle was held, and presumably there wrote his final letter to Timothy, whom he had left behind in Ephesus. In that epistle, Paul writes these final words: "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry. Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, also the books, and above all, the parchments." Chapter 4, verses 6 through 13. He goes on to say in verses 17 and 18, "But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." The last admonition to Timothy in the New King James Version is, "Do your utmost to come before winter," 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 21. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul essentially tells Timothy, "Come before winter, bring the parchments, bring my coat, and bring Mark, because I am alone except for the Lord and for the beloved physician Luke." Luke the historian. The last statement of the Apostle Paul speaks volumes about his companion who went with him on his missionary journeys and stood next to Paul in all the trials and tribulations that are recorded in the book of Acts. Most significantly, Luke stood side by side with Paul in that dreadful, dank prison cell. All the rest had departed or fled. Luke, we know, was a physician and a missionary. But most importantly, Luke has emerged as one of the most important, if not the most important, historians of the ancient world.